views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning, and we're looking forward to a beautiful sunny week here in Seattle. We're starting out a little bit broken clouds today, but I am so grateful it's not raining for a change. We've had kind of a wet springtime, so I'm grateful for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio, where authentic change takes flight. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, I'm talking with Angela Levesque, author of Healing Environment, The Conscious Creation of Health, about how we can use our own healing to also help to heal the world. And later in the show, Angela is going to be giving away a free copy of her book, so be sure and stay tuned for that. But first, we're going to start with our healing meditation, as we do each week. And I was just realizing it's been a year now since we started doing these weekly healing meditations, and I'm going to change it up a little bit going forward for the foreseeable future. We'll see, you know, at some point I might want to change it again. But in the past, what we've been doing is we've been picking a particular group or issue to focus our healing on. And for right now, what I feel called to do is to be more general, where we're just going to send love and healing to anyone or anything that needs it. And for you, it might be quite personal. You might have people in your life that you want to direct it towards, including yourself. You might want to direct it towards healing the planet, towards animals, towards forest, whatever it is that is up for you. So making it a little more general, but in the process also making it a little more personal. So we're going to go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in, release that. Just one more deep breath in and release. And thank you for you doing your part in helping to heal the world. Well, I had a really great weekend. I spent it at a two-day workshop with Jack Kornfield. And for those of you who don't know Jack Kornfield, he was trained as a Buddhist monk in the 60s, and he's also a psychologist. And his first book was published 40 years ago, and since then he's published many more books, and he's very active in healing the trauma and violence in our world. And having Angela here today to talk with us about how we can heal the world by healing ourselves is perfect timing in my view, for me at least, in having that be my focus. And actually, that's part of what led into the shift that I'm making in our healing meditation. And I know that you'll get lots out of what Angela has to share a little bit later as well. And I also wanted to share with you that I've been doing some physical therapy for a neck injury during the past month. And last week, as I was lying on the table while the therapist was doing some gentle adjustment to increase the mobility in my upper back, I was struck by how different it was from going to a chiropractor who does more jarring or, dare I say, violent adjustments. And it occurred to me how often in my life I take the forceful jarring route to a quick result when what I really need is a more gentle, longer path to that result. And during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'm going to share a bit more about what I came to understand about these different approaches for myself and also how you can choose what the right approach is for you for a given situation. So be sure to stay tuned for that later in the show. But for now, let's go ahead and introduce today's guest. Angela Levesque is a certified exercise physiologist, mind-body educator, and energy healer. For the past 15 years, Angela has been avidly seeking out information on the body's natural healing abilities and the mind-body-spirit connection. Her aim is to bridge the gap between our current Western medical system and evidence-based spiritual and metaphysical practices. She's complemented her clinical knowledge of the body with training in Reiki, healing touch, reconnective healing, hypnosis, and meditation. Angela teaches many classes in mind-body weight loss, meditation, and self-care. Her first book, entitled Healing Environment, The Conscious Creation of Health, is now available, and that's what we're going to be talking with her about today. Let's welcome Angela Levesque to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Angela.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I am really happy and excited to have you here too. And you know, when we talked last week, we talked a little bit about, you know, my own philosophy falls in line with yours around healing ourselves and healing the world. And you know, then it felt like synchronicity to be at this Jack Kornfield conference this weekend, where that really was a lot of the focus as well. So all things in perfect time and divine time. So I'm really grateful for you to be here.
Well, I'm super happy to be here, and I love, love, love that you start out your show with a group meditation. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, this idea of like spiritual crowdfunding. You know, we know
yes.
like Kickstarter and stuff, but I think the more that we can get people together in groups, and you know, Deepak Chopra and Oprah are doing a 21-day meditation that they do a lot, and I did an intention experiment with Lynn McTaggart where there were thousands of us sending healing intention to somebody dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I've been just really energized about this idea of getting large groups of people together, because I really, you know, we can talk about policy and we can talk about government, we can talk about top-down approaches, but I love the idea of having a heart-centered approach, moving from the inside out, and how much that can affect change in the universe. So I love that you started your show that way.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it really came from, you know, similar experiences to what you're talking about, where I do totally believe in the power that we have as a whole, as a group, and that we are all connected. And so why not take advantage of that and use that power?
Absolutely. And I think en masse, I think that's what it's going to take, is this, you know, this tipping point of enough of us with this heart-centered approach to life and, you know, taking time out with a calm mind and an open heart, and enough of us doing that together, and we start to tip the scales towards a much more harmonious and sustainable style of living. So love it.
And you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this at the moment because I do want to talk about it longer later in the show. But, you know, then there's also the other piece that each of us individually can make a difference, even if we're not doing it as a group project in that way. Internally, we can make a difference. And we will talk about that later in the show. But it's like here are two different methods, both of which are really it requires me to do nothing. Externally, right? It all comes from the internal. And I love that.
Me too. And it doesn't cost money. And you're right, it doesn't. And because of the non-locality of energy, it is just, like you said, just as powerful for a single person to do it as well and shift their own internal environment, and that creates a ripple effect.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'd really like for us to start out, I mean, we've already started out, but maybe take a step back. And, you know, I'd really love for you to share how you came to this place where you are with the book that you wrote, because what struck me in your introduction was kind of your own path and how you brought together all these kind of, you're not really disparate, but different modalities or ways of approaching the issue kind of into a whole. And I think it's really so important for people to hear that. So I'd love for you to share kind of your story around that.
Well, not to go too far back, but as a child looking around, I never understood that the white picket fence ideal, and that, you know, we're all supposed to have 2.5 children. I'll now it's 1.7, and have this beautiful house and this picture perfect lifestyle, and none of that really made sense to me. I always, even as a small kid, I was like, there's something more. There's something deeper that we're here to do. And as I grew up, and I talk about this in the very beginning of my book, my grandfather died when I was 14, and that was kind of like the big catalyst. That it was interesting because my whole life, my whole memories of my grandfather, he had always been very sick, and I grew up in a very strong Baptist family, and it was just it was strange to me. In his passing, I thought, oh wow, like beautiful, he's going to start his life with God, and it's the all of his suffering and pain that he's been dealing with the past decade of his life is now gone, and, you know, he's at peace. And watching all of these people around me and just, you know, how could this happen, and it's so unfair and all of this stuff, and I thought, it doesn't make sense. Is there an afterlife? Do we believe in God? And so this was a huge catalyst for me to start just reading voraciously on every topic I could find, from health to healing to spirituality, you know. And it started with religion and Taoism and Buddhism and all of those, and kind of just understanding how all of this pieces together, because there has to be more. On one hand, we talk a lot about God and the afterlife, and on the other hand, it doesn't seem to be something that it's something we know intellectually, but we don't let it guide our lives, our connection to source and spirit. And I thought, how much easier would that transition be that we all have to make, you know, when we pass, once we appreciate that we are these, you know, these spiritual beings, and not just have this intellectual conversation about God. And anyway, so then you fast forward, and I started meditating when I was 17, and started doing yoga in my early 20s, and all of this just kind of just continued to awaken this spirituality within me. And I've always been a voracious reader and learner, and I loved it. And I used to think that, you know, having this really broad idea of a lot of different things, kind of that jack of all trades, was a negative thing. But what I realize now, especially as I get older, that, you know, we need people that can see the big picture, and we also need people who are detail and, you know, like to look at the small things, but we also need to appreciate how all of the small things fit together. And I think sometimes that gets lost in the conversation. So, and then I've always been interested in, I've always been very athletic and physically active. So that's what led me to exercise physiology. And then it was interesting in that work too, I realized I could write the best programs for people and, you know, do all these wonderful things. But I realized until you get the person engaged with all aspects of themselves, they'll work, you know, that my program will be wonderful while I'm working with them. But until they do the soul level work and understand their limiting beliefs and their ideas and relationships with all of these things in their life and diet and exercise, until they do that work, it's all for naught. So it's just been this continual spiral of learning and self-growth and development. And eventually, this book actually came to me in a meditation.
I would love to hear more about that after the break, because we do need to take a quick break. break, but I'm such a great believer in how things come to us, either through dreams or in meditation, and I'd really love to hear about that. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Angela Levesque, author of Healing Environment, The Conscious Creation of Health. And before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find Angela and also how to find her book. So, Angela, can you share that information for people, please?
Yes, you can. I have all my information on my website, which is HestiaHealth.com. So that's H-E-S-T-I-A, health.com. She's a Greek goddess. And you can, there's a link there that will link you to Amazon, or you can go straight to Amazon and find my book there.
Very good. So before the break, you mentioned that, you know, the idea for the book came to you during a meditation. And I'd love for you to say more about that.
Well, you know, it's even a little bit more bizarre than that, because when I was in elementary school, I said, one day I'm going to write a book. And then in 2010, for about 6 weeks, I was waking up in the middle of the night. I had no intention to write a book. I was waking up in the middle of the night. It's time to write your book. It's time to write your book. And I was like, okay, so this is happening repeatedly. I'm getting the point, but I have no idea what I'm going to write about. And I hadn't actually done that much writing up until that point, other than poetry. And so then actually a week after my grandmother died, and I was actually present there, and it was, yeah, there was like 25 of us. She had a huge, beautiful family. And a week after my grandmother died, she came to me in a meditation and said, "This is your book. Write it down."
Wow.
And so she gave me the entire outline for my book. And so that is why it is dedicated to my grandmother. It's funny because when I tell people that story, either they're like, "Wow," or they say, "You shouldn't tell people that story."
Why?
They'll think you're crazy.
Oh. Well, people who listen to this show won't think you're crazy. They'll be like, "Wow."
Well, that's good. So, yeah. So then after I had my outline, I started writing. And, I called it healing environment because it is about creating the healing environment in the body. But also, as you mentioned in the intro, it's also about healing the actual environment, and that the same things that will heal the body will also heal the world.
Well, with that, why don't we dive into what the components of a healing environment are?
So when I say creating the optimal healing environment, there's five components. And when all of those are in balance, you put your body into a very calm, resilient state, able to deal with stress, everything, your central nervous system is calm. It's a place that's conducive to promoting the body's innate healing abilities. So we know that in our bodies we have all of these self-regulatory mechanisms that create homeostasis, which is balance. And when our body is in balance, our body is wise, and it really knows what to do and how to take care of things. And so the five things, and I'll go through them quickly, and then we can dive into them in more detail, is first, is creative movement, so physical activity and exercise, but really just moving the body every single day. Two is dealing with stress reduction. We know that 60 to 90% of all doctor's visits are either directly or indirectly related to stress, so that's really huge. The third one is whole foods, so eating real food. I can't even stress that. Four is right thinking, which is not just about positive thinking, although that's definitely part of it, but really it's a blend of positive thinking and conscious awareness of your thoughts and understanding that your mind is a director of your body. And then five is appreciating that we are spiritual and energetic beings and incorporating that understanding into our life. And like I said it earlier before the break, that this idea of God and spirituality and stuff isn't just an intellectual conversation, but it is something that actually, that knowing actually guides our life. So those are the five components. And like I said, when those are all in balance, and if your listeners are out there and listening to these five components, some of them might right away, you'll know, it'll strike a chord with you that, yes, I know that I need to eat better, or I know that my body isn't moving enough. And so when you look at it, at those five components, if you have those five things in balance, you are in a very wonderful state in your body. And so, and also, too, if you listen to those and you notice that there's two or three that maybe are out of balance, focus on one. And because it becomes overwhelming if you're like, okay, so I need to decrease stress, I need to get exercise, I need to eat better, it becomes too overwhelming. So you focus on one, and because we are interdependent and interconnected beings, when you start to focus on one, the other ones start to fall more into place. And yes, I'll stop there and I'll...
Well, so would you say, because, you know, I was thinking about that, you know, where do you begin, really? And so would you recommend that you begin with the one that seems most out of balance, or with the one that might be easier to shift?
You know, that's a really interesting question. And I think it could go really either way. It kind of depends on the type of person you are. For some people, taking the one that's the least challenging helps them build momentum, which is mm-hmm. a really great thing. But for some people, one of those things will be so overwhelmingly out of balance that it creates such a state of discomfort in the body. And so dealing with that can also create its own momentum because you shift yourself out of that place. Like for somebody who, for example, a smoker, for example, who every time they're getting closer and closer to that place where they know that they're really ready, so that every time they go out and have a cigarette, it becomes very uncomfortable for them. So, you know, starting there and shifting that feeling also can create a lot of momentum, which is a good thing. But if there is a lot, you know, lots of people, and I think I always say, put your hand to your heart and ask your heart and listen to what it says. And if you ask your heart, you know, what should I really put my focus on that will help me the most in this moment? Always ask your heart, because it's probably the wisest part of your whole.
Yes, your whole system. I agree. Do you, so kind of along those same lines, do you use muscle testing to ask these kinds of questions too?
You know, I think muscle testing can be a very helpful technique. It's not something that I personally use. Okay. I really just like to, like I said, sit with a calm mind and an open heart, and then really just put my hand over my heart and ask myself and listen. And, you know, for some people that will take some practice, so don't be discouraged in the beginning. Because this isn't something we have to appreciate. This isn't something that's cultivated in our Western culture,
right.
You know, focusing on the intuitive and the artistic and the emotional and using your emotions as a guide system for us. That seems such a foreign concept. It's like science, science, science. This is our truth. This is how we understand things. And science is really important, but it's only half of the equation. And so sitting there and just doing the conscious breath, like the way that you start your show, every week is wonderful, and just calming your body and then just asking. And the more that you do that, the more you cultivate that side of you, the easier and the more clear those messages become. And I think it's just as important as, you know, learning the science and understanding that.
Right. And I totally agree with that. And I also agree with what you said, you know, at the beginning of that, where, you know, people, we haven't been taught how to do this, and it can be difficult in the beginning because we haven't done it before, or we've done it rarely. And that's one of the reasons I asked about the muscle testing, because it seemed, and I'm just thinking this as we're having this conversation, it wasn't like I thought of this before, but it seems like if you learn, because you can do muscle testing in a different way using a pendulum, so you can do it by yourself very easily. And, you know, mm-hmm. So if you did this, you know, where you ask your heart, but you aren't sure if you can trust what you think the answer is, then you could do muscle testing to kind of confirm it, right? It's a yes, no kind of thing. And, you know, I'm just thinking about for myself, oh, that would really help me trust what comes to me when I ask these questions.
I think that's a great idea. I use my pendulum every single day for all sorts of things. And I love that you said that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's I haven't done it in a long time, and I've been thinking about it recently, and so I think that it keeps coming up. Obviously, I need to. It's time for me to start reincorporating that in some way. Mm-hmm. Well, time is flying by. It's time for us to take another break. But when we come back, we're going to give away a copy of Angela's book. So be sure and stay tuned and get ready to dial in for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to the Laura Longley Show, where authentic flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy come through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
I hear the songs from the places where I was born.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Angela Levesque, author of Healing Environment, The Conscious Creation of Health. And we're going to give away a copy of the book right now. So if you are interested in getting this book for free, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And this is, again, a physical copy of the book, 800-930-2819. So while people are calling in, let's talk a little bit more about these different dimensions to the healing environment. And we had said, you shared with us what the five are. And then we said, you know, there's really a couple of ways to approach it if you feel like there are multiple areas where you need to focus. So one way would be what feels like an easeful place to go with it. And then another way might be, where do I feel like it's really out of whack? And that would be most helpful to begin with that piece. And I'm just curious, of these five components in working with clients, do you find that there's one of these that is more frequently out of balance, or does it seem to be all across the board?
Well, I think I see, because as an exercise physiologist, I deal a lot with diet and exercise.
Right.
But I think stress is very underappreciated as far as the impact that it has on our health. And I would say that I've never, ever had a client who doesn't have quite high stress levels.
Yeah.
I've never had anyone come and say, oh, yeah. I always ask, how are you, from a 0 to a 10? I've never had anyone come in and say, oh, I'm a 2. Usually people are, you know, 9s and 10s. And, I mean, that's the name. We have all of this, you know, advancing technology. And like I said before the break, we don't cultivate those aspects in ourselves that allow us to better deal with our day-to-day stress. So things like mindfulness and being able to express ourselves creatively. And so definitely the top three things would be diet, exercise, and stress. I mean, they're all so important.
Right.
And they all impact us in different ways. And one of the things I like to do, and the reason that I like to talk about these things on a personal level and then take them to a larger scale, is that it helps to bring more meaning. And when you have more meaning behind something, you're more likely for it to be an enduring change. So, for example, understanding that our food production is very important in not only our health, but also the health of the environment. And so, for example, like, the reason I don't eat fast food is obviously I think it's not very good for the body.
Right.
But nothing has fundamentally changed our methods of food production more than the fast food industry. So once I understood that and I appreciated that my values are so aligned with, you know, living harmoniously and sustainably with the earth, it became so easy for me not to choose fast food because it was so contradictory, like so, you know, opposite my values. And so I always ask people what to really sit and write it out. What do you value? And then how can you make those life choices in alignment with those values? Because when you start to do that, you bring purpose into your decisions. And when you have purpose, you create more joy and there's more meaning. And those changes all of a sudden become an expression of what's in your heart and what's in your soul, rather than just a choice that you should be making because somebody, like your doctor or somebody, told you to make those decisions.
I think that that is such a fabulous point because, you know, it reminds me, and this is like the reverse of it, but as someone who has worked as a psychotherapist, you know, one of the things that we're taught is that when people have something that's going on for them that it obviously is not working for them, but they're having trouble changing it, you have to look at exactly that. What is it around the values that is keeping them stuck in that place? Because lots of times we have these false beliefs because we've learned them as children or whatever that we don't really truly believe. And yet until we look at those and say, oh, no, I don't really believe that, then we can't change. And it's a kind of a shift or twist on what you're saying, but it's basically the same thing. It's really getting in touch with what do I believe? What are my values? And you know, it was really helpful to me to hear you say that, because my biggest one, well, I'll say my two biggest ones are the physical activity and eating healthy food. And the healthy food one I struggle with because I rebel against somebody telling me what I should be eating. And so if I can find the value in, you know, what my beliefs are around what I put in my body, my values around that, then I know that that will help me. And part of what I related to that is that I'm a vegetarian. And the reason I'm a vegetarian is because I believe in kind and ethical treatment of all beings. And so once I got that, there's no way I couldn't not be, you know, I could not be a vegetarian. And so I see it in my own life, how true that is.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I said. Once you know something, you can't go back there. You can't go
right.
back to unknowing
exactly.
it. And like I said, when you live and you understand what your values are, I always say align your heart, your values, and your actions. And that's how you live a more purposeful, a more joyful life. And so, you know, the road to awareness, I say, is through two ways. It's through solitude, so spending time in quiet contemplation, and two, education. So the more you can educate yourself around things, the more you bring meaning, the easier it is to making an enduring change, because now all of a sudden it has lots of context, got depth, there's all the stuff wrapped up in your value system. And then as you start to live according to your values, you're just like, wow, this is so much better than me waking up and going to work and coming home and watching TV and then repeating it over and over again. And that's why I call it, you know, the conscious creation of health. We need to shift our awareness, become aware of what all these thoughts going on in our heads, as you mentioned, our limiting beliefs,
yes,
all of those things that hamper our true potential as healing, you know, as health bodies, but also the way that we can affect change in the world, which I think is so important.
Right. And we touched on this at the beginning of the show, but really coming back to the idea that, you know, it can feel so overwhelming to us that, you know, we look around and things in the world are not as we believe they should be. And there's a lot of that, at least for me. And it feels so overwhelming because what can I as one person do about this? And you and I, when we talked last week by phone, we talked about that in relation to me being a vegetarian, because it does feel like, you know, I'm just this little grain of sand on the beach, and what, you know, difference is my choice going to make? But when that, I mean, it gets out there in, I don't even know what word I want to use. You can help me, you know, in the energy field or whatever, you know, whatever words we want to use. It's not even about me consciously saying to somebody else, here's why I'm a vegetarian, although it might be, but it's just about me being different. It starts to shift the world too.
Absolutely. We do have a disempowering system where, and I think part of that is because we are always looking at these top-down approaches. Like we see something, maybe a social inequality or whatever it is, something going on geopolitically, and we look to our government and say, hey, can we fix this? But as soon as we do that, we don't have enough people that are aligned with that movement. And so we have a whole other, I mean, you can just look at anything going on in our political system right now. It's so polarized. They say blue, they say
yes,
red.
Yes.
You know, it's like left and right. And the thing is the way you change that is you shift your own heart. You change your own energy.
Mm.
You figure out what's important to you. And then we start to have more of these grassroots and these bottom-up approaches. And from an energetic perspective, you start to shift the energy in the field of consciousness. And as you shift your energy, think about, you know, being with a coworker and somebody who's in a bad mood, and you go there and they can kind of drain you or bring you down with them. But if you show up and you have a sense of confidence and integrity in the way that you show up in that space, you start to shift their energy. And we can do this on a mass scale just by looking within our own heart and figuring it out what it is that's important to us, and then acting on it. And then, you know, having that spread to our families and into our communities. And that changes, that creates that ripple that spreads out through the entire field, which to me is very empowering. And so that's why in my book I talk about using our health as a catalyst, because there are so many things that not only fundamentally shift our own physical body and health, that also change the world. Food production being one of them, but even mindfulness and meditation and appreciating that connection and that unity consciousness that all religions talk about.
Well, and it also reminded me, you know, I love Facebook because I'll see stuff posted there that then, you know, triggers me with thoughts. And today I saw that that saying from Mother Teresa, which I will paraphrase because I won't get it right. But it's, you know, a whole list of things. It's like, you know, people are mean to you, love them anyway, you know, through, you know, all the ways that people can act badly, and we love them anyway. And so then at that point, it is no longer about the other. It is truly just about us and how we show up and how we choose to be in the world. And it does make a difference.
It absolutely does. Whether it's just your coworker sitting next to you or your children or, you know, the PTA or whatever it is you're involved in, if you change your energy, you automatically change the way that the energy that you create with the people and the community around you.
Yes.
And not only that, you also create a very calm, stable physiology in the body that is conducive for healing and good health and making good choices.
And unfortunately, we've had such a great conversation, we ran out of time. So we are going to have to say goodbye like right now. But before we do, please do tell people again how they can find you, how they can find the book, and just maybe a little gem of, you know, wisdom around one thing, maybe something somebody could do to start their shift.
You can go to HestiaHealth.com. That's H-E-S-T-I-A Health.com. And you can find all my social media, all of that stuff there. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. And my book you can find at Amazon. It's called Healing Environments, The Conscious Creation of Health. And one thing that I would say is just start spending a little bit of time every day in conscious, mindful solitude, because I really believe that when you take time to go within, you can find what things you can do without.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Angela. I really enjoyed our conversation, obviously, because we just whizzed through.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which has to do with whether you choose a gentle, slower path or the forceful, more violent path. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Who I wanna be there in my city. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I've been talking with Angela Levesque, author of Healing Environment, The Conscious Creation of Health, about the five things that you can do in your life to create well-rounded health, not just physical health, for yourself as well as in the world. And you can find out more at HestiaHealth.com. That's H-E-S-T-I-A health.com. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life: on Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO, and always at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, earlier in the show, I was talking a bit about this physical therapy that I'm doing for my neck, and this, I guess it was an aha that I had while my therapist was doing some gentle manipulations on my upper back. And this neck injury is old. I was in a car accident more than 20 years ago, and it didn't really show up for me until 6 or 7 years ago. And I did some physical therapy 5 years ago that really helped it tremendously. But it started bothering me again over the last 6 months or so. But looking at how my physical therapist deals with my body versus how a chiropractor would, and that was what came to me when my therapist was doing this manipulation, is that I learned, when I found out what was wrong with my neck, that doing the chiropractic could actually make it worse. I have bulging discs in my neck, and the manipulations that they do could actually cause one of those to burst, and then I'd have to have surgery and blah, blah, blah. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with chiropractic. There's not. It's good for certain things, but it's not good for what's wrong with me. It's the gentle is more better for what's wrong with me. And when it first started to bother me again a few months ago, I went to a massage therapist for a while, and she was very, what's the word I want? Deep. Deep. I came away with bruises sometimes, which actually I kind of asked for, because in my mind, you know, no pain, no gain. If I couldn't see something happening, I didn't think anything was happening. And the reality was that really strong massage actually made my neck worse. So again, I'm getting more information. Oh, this really strong weight isn't helping. It's actually making it worse. And then when I started the physical therapy a few weeks ago, a couple of the exercises, the weights were too heavy. And I could tell even when I was doing it that I was straining to do it. And of course, it made it worse. But you know what? In the moment, I never said this feels too heavy, because I have this mindset, and I think this is our society as well, that if we're not working hard, then we're not doing anything. And so that was what this whole aha was about, was that, you know, sometimes the working hard and straining and really forcing and really being, you know, jarring, sometimes not only does it not work, it actually makes it worse. And not just physically, but this can be emotionally too. So if you think about a situation where you're unhappy with something that's going on emotionally, and you try and just force yourself to push through it, what lots of times will end up happening is that you will not be successful because you can't make yourself feel better. And then you end up judging and criticizing yourself because you don't feel better. And so you actually compound the problem, which in parallel is what was happening with my neck. Trying to do it in a forceful way was making it worse. It wasn't making it better. And so looking at in your life, not only physically, but emotionally, how you approach changes that you want to make when you're in pain. And are you doing it in a gentle way that might take longer but will have long-lasting results, versus being harsh with yourself and trying to force something, which in the end will not get you what you want, will likely cause a setback, and will actually make things worse. So let's see. I want to make sure I covered all the points on that. Yeah, so if you take a more gentle approach, it gives you an opportunity to adjust to the new way of being. And again, true physically as well as emotionally. We have to adjust. We can't just flip a switch and be different. So doing it more gently and slowly gives you the chance to do that adjustment. It reduces the bounce back, what I'm calling bounce back, which is like, whoa, that didn't work. And now I'm upset that it didn't work and blaming myself. And you're more likely to stay the course if it doesn't hurt, or if it's not creating additional issues, then you're more likely to keep doing what it is that you've been doing that is moving you forward, even though the progress at first might be difficult to see. And I know for me, that's actually one of my motivating factors for doing the harsh, jarring way, is that I want to see that something's happening and I'm making progress. And so that's one of the things with doing it in a more gentle way, is it's more difficult to see the progress, but you can trust that it's there. So when you have something that you want to change in your life, whether it's physically in your body or more emotionally, here are some things to think about when you're choosing the method or approach that you're going to do it. So, you know, when quick, decisive action is needed, like the house is on fire or a child ran out into the street, yes, do the quick, harsh, fast, jarring action, because it is something that needs to be addressed immediately. So I would say that immediacy is really one of the factors when you choose. Otherwise, I really have come to believe that the slow and gentle approach is better, both physically and emotionally or mentally. So think of any change you'd like to make, and what's one step that would move you in that direction where you could see progress. It might be very small progress, but you could see progress, but it's not so radical that it's going to leave you dazed or wondering where you are. Where did I wake up today? And then take that step. And that's the way to start making the shift into doing it more gently and in a way that's going to be more long lasting. I want to thank my guest today, Angela Levesque, for sharing such great information on this mind-body-spirit connection. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a healing week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SophisticagayT.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.